first sermon. Singing by the fire, exiled by desire, telling no lie, getting by, pale yellow, humble and mellow. The monk entered, sure-footed, centered, senses composed, yet never closed, limbs controlled, glowing like gold. Sitting as still as stone, balancing bone upon bone. Gathering royal purple into a sacred circle of friends. His view was heard, not holding to the word, but delighting in the spirit of his eyes, noble and wise. Born to a shadow cast from the first step, quickly we must learn, or we will be worn to a shadow by words of concern. In response to our frights, demanding our rights when we have none. Instead, let us chant our holy rites, all along until the last. If they are wise as our prize, no shadow will be cast. Nor need we mourn for the shadow when it passes away, but may greet the light of day. When we are born, our feet do not even know their feet. We teach their impassive meat with a hard, unforgiving street. They meet the test with calluses and all the rest. They never complain, for the pain is not theirs. We alone suffer, for we give ourselves airs in our dreams of flight, there in the craving of conceited sight. That fights with the pain again and again. And we never learn while the passions burn, for when pain turns to pleasure in a moment of leisure, we descend from our dreams above to fall back in love. So as the hearts rise and fall, as it tries to run free and hits the wall, until lastly, when the feet are to die, we whimper and cry. Even when they die, the feet will not cry, not knowing their feet no more. Yet even beyond death's door, we may mourn and cry, until our dreams again find our feet in another new prison of meat. If we would only accept our plight, it would be no prison to wisdom's sight. Detached from the fleshly lair, the spirit will be as light as air, peaceful and tame, no longer wild, finding the dream of the milder child. The spirit is free, free just to be. Perhaps then the foot may speak to the child so mild. Perhaps then it will ask why it cannot fly. Patience, my friend, says the child, the answer lies just around the bend. Feet turn to maggots and maggots to flies in their own sweet time. Yet shed not a tear and do not fear, yet take this truth, not just as an idea, but as an unyielding purpose to find a way out of the circus, or we will be trampled by our own desire, burned over and over in its funereal fire. So don't scratch that feeling, however appealing, you'll only make it worse until it becomes a curse. Down there, excitation, swirling vibration, down there, feelings, memories moving fast. Down there, making stories, voices from the past. Down there, desire unwary, so far down, so scary. Don't look down, no need. They will rise up to meet us in their own time to greet us. Looking on ahead, awake, will dispel the bouncy ghosts of habits, harmless as fluffy little rabbits. Then down there will be the body, pure and simple, imperfect, with its pimples, smiling with its dimples, chasing goodness to be gained, loving to be tamed and trained. Only hollowness gropes in the twilight of feeling, the shadow that falls between hope and touch that falls so much. Blind touch that follows desire is like smoke after fire, emotion choking and only for lack of response. Listen to and watch feelings craving cries without getting caught in its lies, oriole buzz black and trapped like indoor flies. No passions are out, dark and poisonous, but at least they are out, not hiding in the heart like a languorous leopard. The heart is also out, bright and luminous. The battle can rage in full view of the sage. He will fight to the death armed with the softest breath to win a calm space. Then he will look beyond through the window, there where truth is growing, where light permeates shadow, the light of knowing. However far away it seems from feelings, turbulent dreams, this knowing is never apart from the peace of the heart. If the marks of our kith and kin are known as merely hair, nails, teeth and skin, then with a simple smile and dimples with sympathy for pimples, it is so easy to cure this human condition. Without the fire of desire, without jostling for position, all it needs is simple care of skin, teeth, nails and hair, humbly bumbling through, doing our time in a human zoo. Forget your humble little toes, and delusion will get up your nose. The devil's mind, black and unkind, will make you blind. Remember, your feet meet the ground, so sound, the demons cannot arise and trick you with their lies. These shifting dreams are much tougher, they can really make us suffer. Reality is secure, until the final cure of its natural end, my friend. When we are mature, we will see that we only borrowed form with a life that's warm, and inconveniently wet we have paid our debt and may move on. Taking the spirit, we gather into reality with which we overcome the elements, beyond death's stark finality, to find right in this very place the everlasting holy space of grace. For patience is near at hand, no nearer as quick as sand, quicker than the tricks of the swiftest palm, though its whispered prayers pass helpless, until in caverns of calm, as still as glass, hewn within, no further within, deep as bone, its echoes rings vast. Then light comes full at last, as the final silence, the final word, where no shadow is cast, either before or after. For the eye of the wise is as wide and white as the moon over the silent sermon that awakens. In this valley of goodness the path is the world. The eyes of the saints like stars shall find a path out of the blindest chasm in a response fuller and sooner than the empty spasm. When their work is finally done, we will be at one. Knowing will come back home right here as our wisest listening ear. There the heart is waiting full, where there is no pain ever again. For we have not risen above ourselves. Our spirit is then as warm as a baby, our birth and death together, my dear, in the same moment as crisp and clear, as frost on the temple bell. The bell that saves us with its disciplined knell from the heavy desire in dozy, misplaced trust. Then we can shed the body's weight by being straight and saying, yet who cares, yet who dares, who cares? The body is as foul as a rubbish tip. Let's really let rip and tear ourselves free, free just to be. Yet so often it's not so simple, for we have loved every pimple for so long. To be lastingly free, We will again have to endure and gather further the cure with patience. So finally, let's gently mull over a skull, over bones upon bones, empty shells shattered, nature's hard truths scattered. Then, like pure white sand, truth will settle on the safe land of the far shore by the holy law of tides of goodness. We will remember and be remembered in the everlasting light and peace of kingdoms within, sacred secret gardens, safe from hatred and greed, blossoming not in need nor withering, for the flower is also the seed. Then we are not human beings trying to be spiritual, but spiritual beings trying to be human, until in the grisly end only the gristle and the grist, the pulsing in the wrist, beats the drum of fear. Perhaps a man with a gun will come and kill me for fun before breakfast. Perhaps it will happen so quickly with a sickening thud, it will only be bandaged with blood and covered with flies and rats, by desperation as blind as bats and hidden in the cellar. But sober as a judge, the angel will not budge from the remaining sludge of this murdered house mouse. For he must wait for his innocence to rise into his sylvan palms, then the sacrament will be ready, an offering to our dear Lord. And such suffering seen that day, such helpless suffering. But giving up on sight, yet hearing their alarm, the swirling passions fell calm. Suddenly, and with no little surprise, like never before, I both saw and felt my eyes, feeling their lids and lashes, first of all in little flashes, just like clay. I could not play with the image, it seemed, it just passively lay, bathed in the light of the mind, a picture so complete, for the power of the imagination it would have been no mean feat, but this was not imagined, it was merely present and strangely pleasant. Seeing the eye, with no tear to cry, as though crystalline, light, subtle, fine, was a rest so sublime as though beyond time. The eye, and the eye that saw the eye, coming together by nothing clever but through dispassion, in such a natural fashion, thought was halted, dissolved perhaps in fluid, slightly salted, like the warm sea. For floating in this magic potion, feeling was also appeased, like by the warm ocean, by the body that was pleasing, but not itself pleased or displeased. Not displeased, even in the face of death, seeing in the presence of the living breath, in this face like a mask of flesh and skin, covering the skull within. This face with its little nose that knows the blessed air and is without a single care. For a moment such was sight when the mind came right. I could not do it if I would try, I know I would just cry with the pain all over again. Instead I must look out and learn until the heart shall again turn, until the heart turns away. Yet it is not from you that it turns, and not toward another, dear sister and brother. Freedom is right here, yet the direction is still so clear, a path to follow, away from all sorrow, the path of the warrior. Because I hope not, though not without hope I turn away, turn to myself, though not to myself, for it is not I that turns, not I, yet not another. So sorry I turn, yet I turn without blame, from search to found I turn, on the same ground, sea and sky. Not the same to the small voice, for wind and tide transforms the ocean wide. Not the same to the voice made small, the inner mouse running along the wall. Yet I would cry out as a man, as a warrior roar the final roar, gold as a lion, gold as honour, Gold is the sun behind the storm cloud. Gold is the key to the door, our family door, that leads us out to our awakening. We know for the door of truth had opened, but now the key was stuck, stuck by the thinking that always sinks, yet shares the truth wide on the tide. Now we have to bear with the bitter replies of cravings, lies, weighing on the eyes, burying the heart. One day the reply will come again to end the pain out of the silence like before holy law. Like the innocent victims of life, for whom violence seems the cruelest strife, justice is slow but deadly fair. The reeds of the conquerors in rain that falls like pain, rotten have not conquered. The tomb of the defender is empty, the womb of his next mother is full and plenty. And looking back, the hearse was the first family on the long, long road. We did not carry the dead, but followed their path to fresh pasture, cleared with toil and the death of our people. Yet we must surrender it, for this land would bury us all. Turn we must, yet it is not us that shall turn, the eye that sees death shall turn. Yet turning it is no eye that turns, stiller and brighter, wide as the moon, light returns to light, light without to light within, bone without to bone within. Still standing, held alert, rock on rock, cairn of the high peak, lifted spirit, tip of cloud, snow-white water stopped to turn as light. White dove with wing unbroken, marked by the ring of beyond, turned perfectly on itself, symbol for the hand, for the working hand that toiled for us all. Toil at one time, time that one wisdom, wisdom of the people. Planted first with the ploughs of my brother, oh my dear brother. Yet we must not be buried with the seed by the grip of greed, but open the fist of the warrior for good. Oh world of greed, wisdom calls you to your knees, wisdom calls you to give. We catch the world first in the willing fist of work and then in the word. Word from the work of sitting so still as the storms of will, histories of greed are born for us all. For still we must sit to still the eye that turns. The breeze may turn the sail to harbour, so too the flow of the breath may turn still, may turn within. And the light of the Saviour may shine, taken and given, mine and thine. His and hers. Oh yes, her. When we finally came to part, she finally broke my heart. She said I did not love her, I just loved an idea. She was right, it was clear. But wasn't that down to her? She had had an affair, I think more than one. I had been faithful, now my faith was all done. It's my fault or your fault is the worst somersault. It spins off the wire, the most dangerous of desire. Better was just to accept that summer love was winter anger. Yet in my dream, memory of nowhere, she was still an idea. In my dream, never quite here, never quite anywhere, I was never quite here, I was never quite anywhere. In my dream, always nearly there, always nearly somewhere, I was always nearly there, I was always nearly somewhere. In my dream, my waking dream. First I can wish I never loved like that, I can wish I will never love like that again. Right there I can wish where I can still feel the pain. Second, I must be bold before I get too old to defeat the dreams. If I hit them first, all of them the same, not as a curse but with their real name or names. Uncertain, approaching the final curtain. Suffering, if I hold on, it's a sure thing. Not me, thankfully. Then the dreams cannot harm, the heart will be calm and will awake, gradually awake, like it was growing up. When I was little, I kept having to come back just to sitting, standing, walking and lying down. like a baby put back to bed over and over, sometimes after soap and water. I used to bounce the ball again and again and against the wall. I was frustrated but didn't know why. I was too tired to find out. I was tired from making more of it, tired from my own dreams and dramas. Greed that hurries up, hatred that rushes on, and up it all comes, like never-ending sums from down below, the rough stuff. Impatience, not slow and genuinely tough, must be applied fully to tame the bully. When I was small, I wished myself bigger. Now I'm bigger, I wish myself small, small, smaller, until I disappear. Oh, I keep coming back, just to sitting, standing, walking and lying down, like putting a baby back to bed over and over, sometimes after soap and water, until the heart finds its rest from desire, and desire is cast beyond. And when desire is beyond, and when she is beyond our desire, then desire is beyond, wrapped in light, the light that she unfolds. Ended then is the time of ghosts and the ghosts of time, that were always the same dreams, the same wind and tide. Dreams, you are no father of man, a light of fire bestowing light yet consumes its source. Dream time is no time but borrowed, a debt repaid by darkest sleep. Dreams, you are no son of man, your broken images break the mirror and the man. The mirror of burning eyes, lost in hope's vanity and vain hope, vanity of dolls, porcelain faces, fragile smiles, pursued and dragged from dreams, dropped and smashed. Then locked away in the bottom drawer by the guilt of children, made worse, what was lost and forgotten to be found, seen like a voodoo curse. Yet the dream was never the son of man, nor the son's dream. Even so, the dreams gather again, in the family tomb, in the next womb, the worse again for wealth, the hope held by the grandchild, drunk with youth and health. Fragments of dreams, sparkling jewels of glass, set in the gilded thrones of mere bones. And the rats that pick at the bones are not the whispers of funereal fire that was too final for desire to reel a fire. And the rats do not wear silk slippers or regal attire, they are the filthy rats of scurry and worry. The only hope is the despair of fool's gold, fool's light, that held in fear's fist, fear of loss, turns to darkest dust. For dust is the father of man, ash the sun. Fire is the toy of ash, ash of the air, not the ash of death. It is as light as the breath, as light as the hand that throws sweets to children, sweets like jewels in their eyes. Given light, not taken, light that will awaken, for coming to our aid, children's eyes that sparkle like lemonade, young and old, his and hers, the same, and love is real, beckoning us to kneel. Dear Lord, you are not up above, dear Lord, you are just love, dear Lord. Dear Spirit, you need no longer roam, for our Lord is here at home, our dearest Lord. To be with him at last, just let go of the future and the past, for he is here and now. Here and now may I bow, dear Lord, whether I have a little or a lot, whether I have or have not. Dear Lord, I just don't care as long as you are there. Whether pleasure or pain, sun or rain, loss or gain, dear Lord, as long as you are there, dear Lord, I just don't care. Happy or sad, if you are there, may I still be glad, dear Lord. Then when what is good is done, we are at one, dear Lord. If with our desires we turn away, in our hearts we play, in the world of virtue, where you are us and we are you, dear Lord. Dear Lord, May my heart never again be apart from yours. Your grace opens the doors to release to peace, dear Lord. You are the one who knows, for your heart will never close. If I can see as you see, I can be free, dear Lord, to walk your talk. Black and leather bound, conceit can just talk. Lonely, low testimony of crow, it can't walk. The walking side of pork is not so neat, the filthy putrid body. Yet there is the enormous wealth here of humility ripening in the aging body of the sage. He is listening for death. Death does not come. Still death does not come. Yet while death is expected, within sight of him, it seems feelings cannot frighten him. Life's burdens are lost, revealed their full hidden cost. This death is my friend, though I love life so, it is the death of the here and now, not the death of the future, this death that comes of seeing death. This death is my friend. I cannot share with those whose friend is life, they cannot understand, that I am not sad but glad, because I can see that that which dies is not me. Limbs all over the place as they float through space. Kids don't know how their body works, they only learn when it hurts. Can't we see the body ain't me? Can we tell our toes to each grow as pretty as a rose? Can't we see the body ain't me? There is nothing to gain from any of the pain, but it can come more and more until we're squirming on the floor. Can't we see the body ain't me? Do we wipe our poo on paper to express ourselves? Would that be mental health? Can't we see the body ain't me? Perhaps if I wrote in blood whilst floundering in the mud, I could make my point with every creaky joint. Please, please see, the body ain't me. We must look again and again, right through the pain. Not in a way that's life-denying, but with a wish to be death-defying. For then the heart may escape this body of an ape, looking on yet unremoved. The truth will be proved with a bliss like a cosmic kiss, when we truly see the body ain't me. Don't tell me I shall die, he had whispered over bones, but the bones could not lie. Still with hope he had prayed over bones, but the bones could not hear his prayer. Then in silence he had listened over the bones did not speak. But the silence had broken the spell, all was well. They are not me, he saw with glee, singing and dancing over bones. Then do I want it any more when I see the blood and gore? Why not? I'll even keep the humblest snot now the heart is calm. There is no harm but compassion without ration. This death, my friend, is also the death of the desire that was me. The little old me dies in the open mystery that peace only implies, yet in which the heart flies. This death is my friend, this death that sees death. Let's picture a little of what it finds. Not one view of death, but all kinds. First death, sanguine, poised, stealthy, no noise, legal, lethal, universal, only toys make it through with glue. Second death, death dies from its own lies. Dying is lying when it says it's the end. The third death. For the saving that ends in slaying, another tragedy is playing in the operating theatre. On its first and last night, the curtain opens on the most gruesome sight under the brightest light, and never closes. For the scene, so obscene, so unclean, does not smell of roses, and there was no answer to the question it poses. Yet from behind a myriad of masks, it is only desire that asks. We will not ask, it is not our task. We will listen to life patiently and taste, gleaning the meaning. There can be no haste. Our watch cannot wind itself forward or back, yet it will wind itself down, falling like sand, emptying the mind. While nature has its say, there is no need for the pain of the mind. And pain is not my friend, it can go, I don't need it any more. Death can tell me more, this death of living, this death of giving. It is not that I want an end from death, my friend, from my friend death. I did not invite the peace that comes, nor even talk of death. It was the bones that told me, whispering their chalky white light of hope until all other hope had gone, until doubly, deeply silenced thought was as naught, had no longer cramped the heart. This death is my friend, my art, bigger than thought and older than the body. Death was before, but will not be after. This body is like death's young companion and a stranger to pain. It is just made of the wind and the rain, by earth contained and warmed by desire's fire. Death for the body is so complete, ashes borne by the greater wind, so much greater. The drops of rain lost in the ocean, the bones buried so deep. And this death is my friend. I play dead, sitting so still, calming the will that is no longer mine, but just a habit of time. Death will never come. It's just a game, and called by the same name. Birth will not come. No big deal, no great appeal, no washing machine, no need to be so clean, serene. No sofas, no loafers, no great comfort, no wasted effort. Not all to our taste, no great haste, no waste. No car, not going far, no noise, no toys. No melody, no tragedy, no dancing, no preening, no prancing, no makeup, no glamour, no shake-up, no clamour. No shows, no envy, no blows, no frenzy, no booze, no hangover, nothing to lose, no pushover, no drugs, no thugs, no weapon, not lepton, no gambles, no shambles, no shopping, no mad hopping, no hoping, no sad moping. No comfy bed, not much said, no need, no greed, no guarantees, no lack of ease, no patience, no pension, no tension, no clinging, peace. No singing, no party, no TV, nothing just for me, no supper, no sex, nothing next, no ego inflation, no masturbation, no farting, no parting, no ties, nowhere to tumble, no lies, no humble, no black and white, no fear or flight, no loss or gain, no avoiding pain, no courage lost, no hidden cost, no theft, nothing left, no money but still funny, not life denying but death defying, for the spirit is flying. Let the earth provide for all beings far and wide, then let angels from star-spangled skies shout out so loud it drowns all their petty little lies. Let the gods so proud overcome every jibe with celestial sherbet, let them personally bribe every scruffy little Herbert. Tell the humble truth that can save the day, there will be little to say. Little to say on that last visit, he thought. I had come to see him, perhaps for the last time, I said to myself. It's only me, I said to him as I arrived. We could talk, perhaps for the last time, I said to myself. How are you? I said. Then we would have to part, perhaps for the last time, I said to myself. I hope you're well, I said. Actually, perhaps deep down, we both knew that maybe we were meeting for the last time, I said to myself. Actually, perhaps deeper down, we both knew that every time we had met, because maybe for the last time, I said to myself, this is usual, I said to myself. To say or do anything different this time would make it seem as though we had not realized this all along, I said to myself. So I will do or say nothing different from usual. Perhaps just a knowing look says it all deep down, I said to myself as I said goodbye. At least it seems it is all I really have to say anyway, and this also, perhaps for the last time, or I must say it with all my heart, I said to myself. So I keep on trying to reach out to share, I keep reaching out only to be pulled out. I don't want to go but stay where I am, I can reach out from here and not from there. So I must fight, fight for us all, fight for all that is here. All that may survive, for everything there will pass away. I must just look and know and just say just what I see, that must be enough, he thought. Yet on the way home, damp with sweat and damp with rain, all of us riding on the bus, the warm smells mingle, the permed and the pubic, like the feelings, the private and the public, as we are compelled to meet skin to skin, meet to meet, heart to heart, facing the embarrassment of bodies, helped by the honesty of children. To me, such precious moments, my desires are not there but waiting for me at my destination. So precious that I would never willingly arrive perhaps for the last time. Then he knew the truth was on the journey, not at the destination. Just as it is the dog, the lowly dog that catches the stick, it is the lion, the noble lion that catches the thrower. I would be like that noble lion, I would catch desire, I would be its master rather than it be mine, he thought. Following nature's way gains the worldly health of harmony and health. Following the nature of the mind may lead us to be kind. We can relax and be pleased with the resultant ease. In calming the will, we can stop still and disappear without a tear, without much to say, going out to play with the same joys with the nursery toy. When will the wanting ever end? Just around the bend? So hopes the worried brow, but it is the cutting edge of now that is the plough dividing the moody wave with its magnificent prow. Next time, the special little boy could taste and smell his own foolish words like his own little turds. Steady on, thought the little boy, I must warm my mind with something kind. Purity does not come by chewing soap, just as it won't come by entertaining the false hope of a little magic. Never bind the little wishes of potions and genies. Surely the surest good, the lasting cause, pours from nature's natural laws, not from personal little magic, whose transience is so tragic. He spoke strongly, yet in haste, for a magical truth he would taste. The little boy was so special, they had given him every care, so much so he did not know the word no. One day there was no cake. Little boy said, then send no cake. His mother sent an empty plate out of love, not hate. He would finally have to learn the word no, she thought. Yet the Devas saw the chance they had sought. They sent on that plate the brightest, most marvellous emptiness. They knew the special little boy would be ready to understand the real meaning of no cake. Once harvest is through, autumn is as easy going as an old shoe, until mature winter light casts its cool shadow, slanting in through the window, calm chiaroscuro. Then fresh starts, dew drops roll off spring green and gather ready in the ground to refresh the smothering comfort of summer. Little bird, sing while you may, little bird, sing today. Little bird, fly high in the sky, little bird, don't wonder how or why. Little bird, as your heart sings, give your spirit wings. Give your spirit the voice of freedom, not of worldly choice. Little bird, as your heart flies, look on the earth with heavenly eyes. Dearest little bird, look on at the absurd and sing a prayer, a higher call for us all. Then, when your little body dies, to heaven your spirit flies, to sing on as you may, the highest call you may say. And calling from the vastest cage of the longest age, until from a place outside the cage comes the answer of the sage, telling of a truth beyond any song, a truth that will last so very long, a silence of gold, never young or old, never born, never to die, just to fly. Little bird, let us be here and now, you and me, in the magical glade, here and now, under the shade of the Bodhi tree. Here and now, let us bow. Here, where wondrous light, cool yet so bright, light that soars, light that roars, thunders with wisdom, heralding his kingdom, uprooting the darkness, virtue is harnessed to take us to freedom. Saving the world. Beneath the thickest hide, the dark world inside, ghoul of the wanking fool, rats and grunts. Together it is a clut that consumes the blameless slut of the helpless little world. While turning, not turned, the whole world is no whore, it will be master, it seemed there would be a disaster. In a parallel hell, so obsessed was the king with his lady-in-waiting, his highness's lowness engulfed in darkness. Yet the monk, his friend, brought the darkness to an end not too soon, lighting a lantern at noon. The king offered alms, all in the one bowl, food for body and soul, curry and custard, jelly and mustard. Received with unconditional love, it was ambrosia from up above. Nothing needed to be said, for even the dead were watching the king in this world obsessed by power. A flooding power of crowns floundered and drowned in its own dictates letter by letter, to find falling from power was so much better. Blessed the mud that thuds. It wakes us up and washes off with simple suds. Clean and clear, we need not stop there, said the monk. We can make the mud as light as air with a breath as deft as death. And so they found a way out of the desperate spiralling stare of clinging to helpless huts, to meaningless spinning gruts. Bruts? They saw that the kings and queens fighting over things were far apart from the heart so unhappy. It had all begun with aerial desires, radio thoughts, overland ties, shoulds and oughts, life on automatic, fraught with static, in ear, station or eye, in tongue or tongue, passions boil or fry. Such were the demons when they were young, goblins and devils, dark and blind, like the cells we cannot find in a night of fright. Now was it a thought or a feeling, or ghosts from the past desperately appealing? It did not matter to the peaceful dove, either way the answer was love. Fairies and elves made of light like ourselves is what we find when kindness ends the night. Love, a light inside, a stillness not a ride, a light invisible to the eye, yet in the eye. A light of the heart that reaches out as visions of ourselves or as visions of playful elves. Both are harmless and happy. Kids that skid, pockets full of raisins, fluffy occasions, shared were happy. Grown-ups too, fishing in the garbage, the public loo, the gasworks too, crappy, together were happy. Saved by the cry that never binds, the glorious choruses of never mind. Mum and Dad said, do your best, but the body, it seemed, was not what we had dreamed, failing every test. As hope gently crumbled, the heart was gently humbled. No longer wild, the milder child said, never mind, just be kind. Then in a life as simple as pimples, as smiling as dimples, the mind was free of care and as light as air. Then one day, worried blind, he could not find his never mind. It's under Granny's chair, she hid it there, afraid he would no longer care if he found it. It was a fear unfounded. He needed his never mind to be truly kind, for nothing good will go as we may wish, as hard as we may wish, as hard as we must let go over and over. No more sweet orange, just the bitter rind, and never mind, I shall not want, the holy font offers water as cool and kind as a devoted daughter, tamed to be just as sweet, again and again. Never mind the daily grind, I shall not wind the busy clock, if we are late, only greed will hate. We know there is nothing to gain from haste except the pain. And getting old by degrees, the rocky old knees pack it in. I can no longer chase, I'll lose the race. Never mind, I'll stay behind and win peace, the prize of the wise. Nearing the end, never mind the dead, their lives will be read by the powers that be, not by you or me. We need not judge with our craving or our grudge, and whatever we may have to give will be taken just as if they live, as it is granted. Seeing the end also disenchanted, never mind seeking pleasure, I would rather desire were to find its leisure, so that never mind the future or the past, the present moment will be our first and last, then from age to age will triumph the undying sage. In the twinkling of an eye, the desirous twinkle in the eye, that spark of delight will pass by, but not out of sight. Trapped by greed, foreign disease, of sleep and sleaze, it must be freed. Crosses woven in the sanctity of rags, sacrifice is my happy sister. We shall not look with the eye of fear and longing, we shall look fear and longing in the eye and walk on, with a courage clear and singing, walk on, for freedom blossoms within. Coming home. Staying at home, arriving unannounced, finding the door open. Coming in, extra to the ordinary, nothing changes. The cat relaxes, rolling on its back invitingly. The books sit on the shelves, it is impossible to tell that they have lost their meaning. The living room just waits to need cleaning. The truth is in the lavatory, gleaming, ready to pounce unannounced.